Welcome back to the Road to a Million podcast. Today, I'm going to be covering something a little bit different, and that is insurance for car detailing businesses. And the reason I'm doing this is because we just got done switching our insurance, and we found out that the policy we had that was roughly $300 a month does not cover us for a lot of things, even though our insurance agent told us it did. So that is very scary, and thank the Lord that we have not had any accidents happen in the last year and a half. So today, I thought this would be extremely valuable for all you people out there listening. I'd imagine that at least one person, if not half of the people listening to this, are probably not insured properly. And so I think this is an extremely important topic, and I want to share with you guys our experience and maybe just give your agent a call and double check to make sure you guys have these coverages in place. One thing I want to mention before I get started is that I am not 100% accurate on probably some of these things. So please double check with your insurance agent and verify that this information is all correct. I'm going to be sharing with you guys our experience, and I'm sure it differs state to state and between the different insurance companies as well. So again, this is just our experience and some of the research that I found online. I'm going to share with you guys my screen and kind of go into some details on the different types of insurance that you need to run a car detailing business, at least to the extent that we are. Someone that's just getting started, just doing mobile, maybe doesn't need quite as much insurance as we do. Someone that only has one employee may not need workers' comp, but we'll go into all that here in just a minute. So there's five types of insurance that we carry right now. Number one is general liability. Number two is garage liability. Number three is garage keepers. Number four is workers' comp. And number five is our owner's disability policy. So going into our general liability policy, this policy, from the research I've done, typically runs around $2,500 to $7,500 per year for a business that's doing around our sales per year. So somewhere between $300 and $500K per year. This policy is largely determined based on sales, your premium payment. So we got quoted from one company $5,500 just for our general liability. With the company that we're with right now, they kind of bundled everything together, and they didn't split up the different cost for each of the different types of insurance. So it's hard to say what the GL is actually costing our current policy, but I know it was extremely difficult to come about our general liability. And maybe that's because we're located at a car wash and there's just a lot of stuff going on. A lot of these companies, insurance companies that were quoting us, they wanted to see 5 years of loss history. Fortunately, we didn't have any losses, so that was helpful. But if you're just starting a detailing business and you're wanting to get some of these policies, it might be difficult because these companies want to see a track record of not having loss history. So yeah, keep all that in mind. $2,500 is our deductible. So this policy is basically covering us just in like worst case scenario. And a few things just to keep in mind there is, like, if you ever do have to have the insurance company pay out, your premium's 99% of the time going to go up. At least so I've been told. So keep that in mind, that this is really like worst case scenario in our eyes. And for those little things, you just need to keep a cash reserve on hand and just pay it out of pocket. So pretty typical for a GL policy is 1 million each occurrence and 2 million general aggregate. So the 2 million general aggregate, that is going to be your total payout that the insurance company will pay you for the policy period, which is usually the year. The 1 million each occurrence is a single accident. The max they will pay out is $1 million. This is non-vehicle related accidents. For example, a customer walks into your shop and slips and falls on a power cord, a slippery floor, something to that extent. It's not going to cover damage to the vehicles that you're working on. Again, it's determined based on sales. Think about this policy as your catch-all protection for accidents or damages that happen because of your operations, but not necessarily for the vehicle in your care. Another example, I know we work on some really nice cars and our customers are very wealthy. So if you're working at a customer's house and they've got who knows how much expensive stuff they've got in their garage, they've got drones and bikes that are worth $20,000 and all kinds of just weird stuff, you know? And let's just say, for example, that you knock over the customer's bike that's on the wall and you break it, or just a crazy expensive tool chest that's like some antique. This policy would cover that. Or you're using a chemical and maybe you damage the driveway. And maybe that driveway was a heated driveway and it's permanently etched and they want the whole thing repaved. Or a customer trips and over a hose. Maybe you're doing a mobile detailing job and you've got a bunch of stuff laying out everywhere and a customer's walking by and or a neighbor's walking by and they slip and fall over the hose that you've got drug out over the driveway and they cut their hand or break their hip, something like that. This is what a general liability policy would cover. Maybe you spray a chemical that irritates someone's skin or eyes. Maybe you're spraying Dark Fury and it's a windy day and one of the neighbors walks by and it blows into their eyes and they go to the hospital and are claiming they can't see. I mean, it's just crazy stuff happens. These are the kinds of things that your GL policy protects against. One of the other things that not a lot of people think about is if you say something defamatory about another business online and they sue you for defamation, or if you use someone else's logo or before and after photos. And these things might seem, I don't know, like not relevant or like I would never do that. But sometimes we make mistakes and it wasn't even intentional and people will still sue you over it. So just keep in mind, these are the kinds of things that your GL policy will protect against. Moving on to the next one, it's your garage liability policy. So this is the policy, at least from our experience, that you need to have to drive customers' vehicles and be covered in case an employee or yourself wrecks the customer's vehicle and causes damage to a third party's property or bodily injury to the third party. So again, it's a $2,500 deductible, $2 million general aggregate, and $1 million each occurrence. Again, bodily injury or third party property damage while moving the customer's vehicle. But it doesn't cover the customer's vehicle directly. That's what Garage Keepers is for. So an example is an employee hits another vehicle and causes damage to the driver of the other vehicle. This is something that I'm always thinking about and worried about. You know, I mean, another thing to keep in mind, and I mentioned this down here, is let's just say that it wasn't even your fault. Let's just say that it leads to a lawsuit and the third party sues you. You know, you're driving a customer's vehicle home and this third party sues you and maybe it wasn't your fault, but they claim it was and you have to pay an attorney and just for all your legal fees, this policy would help cover you for that. So there's a lot of nuance there that this thing would help cover and protect you if you had to go into a lawsuit. Maybe it's property damage to a third party's property, like you're pulling a customer's truck into a bay and accidentally hit, whether you bump into a garage or a fence or a wall. We recently had to pay for garage doors at our shop. And I was like, I didn't realize how expensive garage doors were. So if you're at a customer's house and you bump into a garage door or a fence or something, and like it's like some crazy price, like this is the kind of things that while you're moving the customer's vehicle that I would protect against. So another thing, like you're pulling a customer's truck or into the bay and you accidentally hit another employee or a customer walking by, like that third party bodily injury for moving a customer's vehicle. These are the kinds of things that the garage liability policy protects against. And then again, I go in down here just into if someone sues you, it covers the legal fees to defend yourself, but not the car itself. One thing just to confirm when you're doing your garage liability policy is that you confirm that test drives, vehicle movement, and transport are all covered. Yeah, there's a lot of like weird nuances in the fine print. So just make sure you're asking your agent and you trust him whenever you're shopping for these policies. All right, garage keepers. This one is something that a lot of you guys probably have heard of before. And this one is probably going to run you $1,000 to $2,000 a year. At least that's what ours were. It's a $500 per vehicle or $2,500 per occurrence deductible. And the main reason for that being is like if you have five vehicles in your shop and or 10 vehicles in your shop, I mean, something crazy, if you have a large shop space, then this is where it splits up the $500 per vehicle or $2,500 total for your deductible in case you've got more than five vehicles in your care. So it's a $200 per car value or $400,000 total, at least in our case. So if you've got 10 Porsche GT3 RSs in your garage and a fire happens, you're SOL. So just keep that in mind. This is a $200,000 per car value payout, max payout, or $400,000 total. And the garage keepers insures the vehicle you're working on. So an employee burns the paint with a buffer, or a very common one, this just happened to us recently. You're pulling old PPF off of a vehicle and it removes the paint. And so, yeah, keep in mind that this is, you know, it needs to be a pretty steep payout in order for us to even consider this. Like in our case, when this happened recently, we just paid it cash. It ended up being under $500. But if you're working on some kind of old vehicle or, you know, some kind of Ferrari and, you know, this happens, then this policy might come in handy. Another example for all you mobile guys out there, especially coming up into wintertime, let's just say you're shampooing the interior and you should absolutely be at least making sure the vehicle is fully dried before you leave, or telling the customer to like run the heat in their vehicle or leave a window cracked on their car. So let's just say you leave a window crack and it rains and the customer forgot to roll it up and they blame you and it ruins the inside of their car, just totally swamps the car. This would pay out for the damage caused to the interior if you had to replace it or something crazy. Or a customer car gets stolen while it's in your care, whether it's at your shop or you left the keys in the car and you go grab lunch on a mobile job and someone steals it. Or a hailstorm dents the car while it's parked outside. These are the kinds of things the garage keeper's policy will cover. Now, make sure if you're getting this policy that you check whether it's direct primary versus legal liability only. Direct primary is better. It's going to cover losses even when you're not legally at fault. Whereas like many standard policies that are only legal liability, they only cover if you caused it. So another thing too is make sure vehicles, it's highlighted on the policy, vehicles in your care, custody, and control are covered. Just those fine prints, just to double check with your insurance agent. All right, moving on to workers' comp. So this is required in the state of Missouri if you have over five employees, five or more. I think it varies state to state, but this is going to be your coverage. So if one of your employees gets hurt and he goes to the hospital, and the hospital is always going to ask him, like, did this happen at work? These are the kinds of things that workers' comp is going to pay out. And, you know, your employee might be your best friend, but stuff happens and people will sue. And especially if that person doesn't have health insurance, if your employee doesn't have health insurance, they may sue you. So workers' comp would step in if someone gets hurt at work. $2,500 deductible again. And this is largely determined based on payroll, the premium payment. So ours is $2,500 to $3,000 a year is about what ours is. It's going to cover $1 million in bodily injury. And so, again, this is largely determined based on payroll. So we're calculating for about $150,000 in total payroll to be paid out. And if it ends up being more than that, then our policy payment would end up being higher and we have to pay that at the end of the year. If it ends up being lower, then from my understanding, we get reimbursed from that. It'll all be determined at the end of the policy period what the total payroll was for that policy period. So usually the insurance agent sets it a little bit high going into it, so that way you don't have to pay out a bunch at the end of the period. You can include or exclude the owners. And so this goes into my fifth and final policy that we've got, which is our owner's disability policy. So in our workers' comp, we excluded the owners, and a few reasons for that. One being that we have health insurance, and two being that we've got an owner's disability policy, which is basically just going to offer better coverage than the workers' comp, because the owner's disability policy will pay even if the accident wasn't work-related. So if I'm out on a ski trip or I'm out water skiing at the lake, whether it's on the lake or in the mountains, I get hurt doing skiing and I can't work because it's a bad injury. It's got to be a bad injury. In fact, it's got to be, at least for our policy, it's got to be an injury or a disease that lasts longer than 90 days. But my owner's disability policy is going to start paying myself after that 90 days. Unfortunately, it will have to be after 90 days. It'll start paying me. And in turn, I could put some of that money and pay it to the business if I wanted, but it's going to start paying me for being disabled. So again, covers both personal and work-related accidents, which the workers' comp only covers work-related accidents. So again, this will be largely determined based on your annual income. So it's, I think in this case, it's about $100 per year per every $10,000. So $150,000 in annual income is going to cost us about $1,500 per year. And so, yeah, I think that's important. I think it's important to have, especially in a career where you are really in a lot of careers, but especially anything that you are using like physical labor, where you're using your body to work. We have a friend that was a surgeon, and he was making probably $600,000 a year, and perfectly healthy dude, and then developed some kind of disease in his hands and couldn't use his hands to work. Like, he was totally normal in his brain and like everything else works fine, but he can't use his hands. And he had the best disability policy that you could possibly think, and like never thought he would use it, just so happened at the right time. I mean, it was really a God thing where he took out the best disability policy, and now he actually makes more money that he doesn't work than he did when he was working. So, and it pays out for life. So you can get a policy that actually pays out after 30 days. There's the premium is going to be more expensive. So in our case, when it only pays out after 90 days, it's really just to cover those freak accidents. So that's something that you can think about and determine with your agent. Well, that's pretty much it, guys. I hope this has been helpful. If you guys want to see some more specifics on my policy or have specific questions, feel free to reach out. You're more than welcome just to send us a DM on the Road to 1 Million Instagram. Or if you're listening to this on YouTube, just drop a comment. But yeah, insurance is extremely important. And it was really unfortunate that we didn't have the coverage we needed. And I'm grateful that now we do. But I figured this video would be really helpful for all you guys out there that are running a car detailing business, and you guys have a million things to be doing. This is the last thing you're thinking about. But unfortunately, one of us out there listening to this will probably have to use our insurance at some point. And so just keep this stuff in mind. I think it's important to have. It's required to have many of these policies. Many businesses that you do business with ask for a copy of it. And yeah, stuff happens. So make sure you're covered, guys. Hope this has been helpful. If you guys have questions, let me know. And yeah, we will see you guys on the next one.